There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking death and money now on The Business Breakfast because Indians have overtaken British expats as the top makers of wills here in the UAE. Joining us now with the details is the director of the DIFC Wills Service, Sean Hurd. Morning, Sean. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Let's start with this demographic shift, the fact that it used to be Brits who were the biggest writers of wills here in the UAE.
That's
but over the past couple of years, it's become Indians. Tell us about that shift.
Yeah, we've seen that since we set up the Will Service Centre back in 2015. As you say, we started off with the predominance of British nationals who were registering wills, but we've seen this sort of steady uptick in the number of Indians who are registering their wills at the registry, and probably that sort of reflects the fact that we're now in the sort of second, third generation of Indians here, building businesses, creating wealth, realising that they really need to make that step to protecting those assets, and more so than just the fact that they've been here a long time. They're also very heavily investing, continuing to invest here in Dubai. I think when we look at real estate investments alone last year, we see the Indian community have invested 15.6 billion dirhams into real estate property. So I think the realization that the service that we provide exists, it provides protection for those assets, is what we're seeing in the uptick in registrations.
This is registrations at the DIFC registry?
That's correct, yes.
So in terms of, what do you think that this is a shift by Indian expatriates from having the old onshore will registered at Dubai courts to having one at DIFC, or is it just first time will writers in the UAE?
I think as we've sort of been going for what, 2 and a bit years, and we've been communicating to the Indian community that really the best way to protect your assets here in the UAE in Dubai is through registering with us at the DIFC courts. And that really is sort of reaffirmed when we had legislation passed last year in Dubai, in Dubai Law Number 15 of 2017, that reaffirmed the registration services we provide, which again just provides that further reassurance to the Indian community that if you want to get protected, get your will registered with the DIFC courts.
Obviously, many Indian expatriates here will have businesses that span all seven Emirates, perhaps real estate assets that span all seven Emirates. Does the will that they have at DIFC courts have any impact in Fujairah or Abu Dhabi?
No, the wills that we register at the DIFC courts can cover assets in Dubai and or Ras Al Khaimah. So the wills we have here are specific to the particular emirate in which we're registering.
Can I just clarify that? Because I think in the past we've assumed that it was just Dubai, but Ras Al Khaimah is now also included, is it?
Yeah, in late 2016 we entered into a number of agreements, this is at the DIFC court level, with the Ras Al Khaimah government, allowing the extension of our jurisdiction to encompass Ras Al Khaimah assets in addition to Dubai assets.
And you mentioned onshore Dubai. Does that include offshore the free zones such as JAFSA?
It certainly does. It does include free zone companies as well. In fact, we've actually got a specific will that you can register at the DIFC courts called the Free Zone Company Will. And that allows you to protect specifically your free zone company shares. We realise that when we were providing the service, we had people coming to us and saying, well, you know, we have the affairs we have here in Dubai are fairly simple. We don't have lots of property or bank accounts, but we do have a company and everything's really sitting underneath that free zone company. And so they wanted a simpler solution to getting a will drafted. And we provided that with an online facility whereby you can protect your free zone company shares with a specific will at the DIFC courts.
Just remind me of the charges involved in this at the moment, both the charges to the DIFC and perhaps any legal fees, because you've got a list of approved lawyers, haven't you, who you can put people in touch with to help draft a will, because there's various different ways of doing it.
Yeah, you basically have three options. Option number one is to draft the will yourself. Obviously, that's the cheapest option. Option number two, which is the one that we tend to we advocate, is that to go and find a lawyer who will draft the will on your behalf. And as you say, we have on our website a list of approved lawyers. I think there's about 85 lawyers in total. Get all the details, and we say if you want a lawyer, go to that list and speak to a couple and make sure you find one that you're comfortable with. Alternatively, the third option is that we have a number of will templates that are available on our website. Very simple to complete, very simple to fill out. And that gives you another option of actually getting your will drafted. Once your will is drafted, Then it comes to the point of registration, and the registration fees at the DIFC courts range from anywhere from 5,000 dirhams for a financial assets will or a free zone company will, up to 10,000 dirhams for a full will. And a full will basically can cover any assets you have, and including guardianship provisions as well.
What would the total cost be from start to finish, roughly?
If you had a full will, typically the drafting fees for lawyers may be anywhere between 4,000 and 6,000, but it would depend on your specific circumstances, plus the registration fees on top of that. So,
wills are a sort of a hot-button topic here on Dubai, along with taxes, rents, traffic, etc. And texts are coming in thick and fast. Somebody asks, can Muslims register wills at DIFC?
No, Muslims can't. It's specific for the non-Muslim community here, but not only resident here, but also non-residents as well. So you don't have to be resident here to take advantage of our services. If you're a Muslim, you have Sharia law as the law that governs your affairs. And when we look at the legislative background to the establishment of the DIFC courts registry, it's through provisions of UAE federal law that specifically allow non-Muslims to opt out of Sharia provisions and opt into and alter their home country law. And that's how we provide that.
Sean, a lot of what DIFC has done over the years is work with other courts here in the UAE to try and get some kind of uniformity. What are you doing with other courts in the UAE to help create some kind of pan-UAE will for people who have assets everywhere? I know it's not your job and your responsibility to figure out what Abu Dhabi does about its wills, but I also know that Mark Beer and yourself and others like you spend a lot of time talking with other courts and other jurisdictions inside and outside the UAE.
That's correct. I mean, the first sort of step in that process of trying to make sure dialogue is happening between the various courts here in the UAE really came, as I mentioned earlier, the agreements we put in place with Ras Al Khaimah government and the Ras Al Khaimah courts to allow the proper processing of our wills in Ras Al Khaimah. But also we have a very healthy dialogue with Abu Dhabi Judicial Department, and they recently set up their own registry, and we've given some advice to them on that. So I think if you look further along, there probably will be some sort of unified structure, whether that is through arrangements of reciprocity or something else, we don't know. But we are very much engaged with other courts here in the UAE to make sure that we've got a good solution.
Because at the moment, the relationship between the courts seem to be pretty fluid, and Jerome has texted in saying, after the overruling of the Viceroy case, is there a risk that the Dubai courts could overrule DIFC wills? And I think you've partly answered that. But if, for instance, I have a property in RAC, if I made a will to cover that, there's no chance that, say, RAC courts are going to come on and override your will?
No, actually, as it so happens, we have a case going through at the moment with Ras Al Khaimah Courts for one of our wills. We've had all the wills registered, all the wills that we've had registered, where sadly people have passed away. They've gone to complete the administrative procedures at the Dubai courts, and they've all been approved and stamped, and they're all going through, so that's great.
Sean, great talking to you. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Sean Hurd is the director of the DIFC Wills Service Centre down at the Dubai International Financial Centre Courts. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, great to be here. Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.